Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Colburn, C-O-L-B-U-R-N, 72493. This is a 32-year-old young lady who comes in today to go over her blood work. Patient recently started on Celexa because of anxiety, palpitation, also having some issues with leg pain, some nausea, and was concerned about her thyroid. Her thyroid looks good on the ultrasound. Her TSH is normal. Her kidney function is normal. She weighed about 150 pounds, which hasn't really changed much, period. The Celexa has not really worked for her very much. I also recommended St. John's wort as a natural medication to take till the Celexa starts taking effect. Her cholesterol is within normal limits. Her sugar is 85, kidney function normal, liver function normal, A1C is 5.2, HNH is 15 and 46. TSH is called normal, period. Her vitamin D is within normal limits, period. Any paragraph? Patient is going to continue with Celexa 20 milligram along with St. John's wort, period. Any paragraph? I looked at her kidney, her liver, they're all within normal limits. Her thyroid is within normal limits. Their echocardiogram shows no valvular disturbance in the face of palpitation. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits with no blockage in face of dizziness. And her legs look normal as far as PVDs are concerned. She's concerned about a few varicose veins, which are genetic, and we discussed that length, period. In the paragraph, she's to come back in a month, and she's also going to get an appointment with a psychotherapist to get that taken care of and talk to someone about her condition. She's not suicidal and has no issues with suicidal ideation or thoughts. Thank you.